twice a day, using apronyl norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and sweetie flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, CalmMind, and BrainMag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
And welcome back. We have Jonathan Gray here. His amazing program, which is beforeus.com, puts ebooks together, videos, etc., from New Zealand, and has traveled as an ancient archaeologist backing up biblical facts and truths for a number of decades, and has worked with many of the collaborators that have brought out biblical truth before the time of the end. What topics would you like to cover today, Jonathan?
Well, I'd like to cover the fact that today that our planet has been hijacked, Dr. Bill, by certain groups of people, and the population as a whole has come to identify and support those hijackers without realizing what's involved. Now, I think it's a very important subject.
Right. So by hijacked, can you draw out some more specific details on that? Because if we look at the top down... And I had an interesting comment on one of the shows earlier this week that when I had Deborah Tavares on, I mentioned a fact that we've mentioned on the show before. Our planet's ruled by Lucifer, and his time is soon up. And the top-down control system goes through a group called the Druidic Council of 13, which are basically the Wiccan, or Druids, the ancient ones. And it goes down through all of the corporations, the secret orders, including the Vatican, and all the corporations and billionaires in the world, the banks, including the reserve system, and every secret order on earth, from whatever religion, it doesn't matter if it's Muslim, Christian, transhumanist, whatever, these secret orders are all Luciferic, and ultimately they're ruled by what's called the Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon, and the Druidic Council of 13 that directly report to Satan. Now, people didn't want to believe this, but it's not open to opinion. It's just an ugly fact that our world is, at least temporarily, under satanic rule, even though it's a scam, because, to be honest with you, the title was given back to Earth and to its citizens, people, and our rights are given to our Creator God when Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected 2,000 years ago. So this is a scam we've dealt with Calvi Smith, and I don't want people to be going through an expensive process to get out of it, because Most High God will get us out completely here very shortly after we survive the tribulation. And so I want you to expand on this, because the earth has been hijacked, and that hijacking process has been very, very involved and very intellectually advanced, and people don't want to believe that's the situation, do they? And it has little variations in each country, but it's always been hijacked by secret orders and occult people making bargains with the dark side in every religion on earth, including Christianity and Judaism and Islam, etc., and by people making political decisions are involved with satanic globalism, right?
Absolutely right, yes. Well, villains, really, as you say, Dr. Bill, have seized control, and most people are not aware that our world has been taken captive.
Right.
And it's been taken captive by forces hostile to us. And
right.
This includes what has been taken over includes our courts, our governments, science, education, the media, the entertainment industry, the medical industry, the legal and illegal drug trade, and they've also infiltrated mainstream religion as well. And we've fallen victim to the same syndrome as a kidnapped victim, passively identifying with our malevolent captor.
Right.
Now, I'd just like to give an example on the everyday level with individuals who've had experiences on a minor scale of what's happened to the world as a whole.
Right.
There was a young girl, she was 11 years old, her name was J.C. Lee Dugard, and she was snatched at a bus stop. And for the next 18 years, she was held in captivity, but apparently did not try to escape. And over time developed a close relationship with her kidnapper. And her stepfather said that she has strong feelings with this guy and feels it's almost like a marriage.
Really?
Another person, Sean Hornbeck, after 10 months in the hands of a kidnapper, called police to report his stolen bike. And the captive gave his first name, Sean, but he gave us his last name, the surname of his abductor, Devlin.
Wow.
And he stayed with his captor 3 more years and never tried to escape while the man was away working at his 2 jobs.
Really?
And, you know, there's many reported cases of victims becoming bonded and even feeling compassion for, and we might say loyalty to their captors. Up there in Sweden, in Stockholm, two thieves held four bank employees hostage at gunpoint in the bank's vault for six days. And when the victims were released, their reaction shocked the world. They hugged and kissed their captives, declaring their loyalty even as the kidnappers were carried off to jail.
Wow.
And psychologists actually think the victim comes to perceive the captor as the one controlling survival and life itself, and so the victim aligns with the captor out of pure self-interest. That's an interesting psychological summary of it.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Isn't it bizarre?
By the way, that happens on a psychological level, and I'm going to draw it out.
That's right.
When I traveled around with pro-life issues many years ago, and what I discovered is that, by and large, the Catholic Church was more pro-life than Protestants. What I often would hear that there, when I would ask what they believe in the church, whether Seventh-day Adventist or One Dialogue or Dialect of a Christian Church or not, they get very determined about their dogma that set them aside and made them different than the others. And I realize this isn't based on logic or based on looking at the Scripture, because the Scripture interprets itself. You don't have to be a genius. The Scriptures, if you take the whole Bible, interprets itself. But what people see is they're, in a sense, captured by their pastors and their religion, whether it's Roman Catholicism or the British version of Roman Catholicism they call the Episcopal, or you're in Islam or even transhumanism or whatever religion you believe, Buddhist or some other religion. And in a sense, the same thing occurs, doesn't it? They've been captive for so long, maybe generations, they don't question things that are cognitively dissonant that don't make sense, right?
That's right, yes.
You just don't.
And you know, Dr. Bill, people might say, well, captive people are identifying with their captors is probably an uncommon thing, but no. In a broader sense, most of us, without protest, agree with those who have come to dominate our culture.
Right.
And from infancy upward, external influences help shape our values.
Right.
And most people do not question the worldview which is imposed upon them. They assume that what they think and practice is simply the way it is.
Right.
And when challenged, they often defend themselves. They're
right.
held captive to their thinking, which they don't realize is often seriously off track, as you mentioned yourself just now.
Right. Right. And that, unless you have a personality defect like I did. I was the kind of child, even at three, that I questioned adults, and if they didn't say something that made sense, I would kind of get aggravated and ask you more questions. And I think that personality defect is the primary thing that makes you qualitatively have a different type of intellect. It makes you a natural leader because you're seeking wisdom, not collective agreement with your overlords. And that's really important, because when God calls someone forward to be a leader, not just a pastor, but a leader to actually give people biblical truth, you have to seek God first and seek God's wisdom before you can actually pass on to others to save them from physical disaster and from spiritual disaster. But people want to hear something that makes that salves their eyes and their ears to make them feel comfortable. And in fact, a lot of pastors won't talk about things like pro-life in the church because they're afraid they're going to lose ties, that are going to offend people, right, that may have gone through an abortion or know someone that's gone through one or don't want to touch on, you know, yucky topics, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that, because we were just having breakfast over on this side of the world. People are just finishing off breakfast, and my wife and I were sitting at the table just about 20 minutes ago saying the very same thing, that pastors often will not speak of a standard which they think may turn away some of their congregation because they're afraid of losing some of their income.
Right.
And it's a sad fact that these people become dumb dogs that will not bark, as the Scripture calls them.
Right, and of course, I had an interesting question from Jerry McLaughlin from Special Guest. He said, Deagle, I've got, you know, I really respect you, and I know you have a an important calling. He said, but you keep on saying you have millions of audience. I said, you I have over 14 plus years, and previously on Clear Channel, and I had a show back in Colorado Springs in the 90s, and then we had a Clear Channel right across the country, and then eventually 14 plus years on Genesis, Republic Radio, and Rents Network. And now I'm in the last few months on my own. And he said, well, you know that's not true. I said, well, I've influenced millions, and millions know about me and what I've said, because I've said the same thing consistently over and over again, but I offend a lot of people with the truth. So our audience is maybe just a million or slightly less than a million currently that respect what I say, whether it's medical or otherwise, because I offend people. I offend them because they want to believe their own doctor, for example, over health issues, or they want to be a Google genius and think they can know more by just going on Google or some other search engine like Yahoo. Or they are offended because they want to believe their dogma of their pastor, even though it puts their spiritual life in vile danger, because they believe in apostate ideas that are not fitting with what God said in His Word in the Bible, or even common logic, which I find really bizarre that people, and I don't say people are stupid, I don't like the word stupid, because people that are slower, let's say they're mentally slower, have lower IQ, like my daughter with Down syndrome, they're not stupid. They just require smaller subconcepts to build up and know things. My daughter is very wise. She knows how to operate her computer, her iPhone, whatever, her iPad. And she's very wise. She's actually more socially appropriate than I am, probably. She's 26 now. And like teaching anybody, I've learned if you break things down to subconcepts, a person with a lower IQ will eventually perceive and understand it if they're persistent and have a good personality to want to master things. The only difference in somebody with a higher IQ is simply that they can deal with larger super concepts. That's it. Now, the other thing that's very important to have a higher IQ is you can't tolerate cognitive dissonance. If you put two ideas, it's like mixing to make a souffle or something. If you mix things that are directly in conflict with each other, the smart person will perceive that conflict and try to either work it out or find out what is wrong with their worldview. The person who's not smart or unwise will not work that out or just ignore the cognitive dissonance. And that's a qualitative difference, not just a quantitative difference in intelligence. That's very significant, isn't it?
Yes. Very important what you just said.
Right. So I want you to continue on this because people need to understand that's why when you did your work, you actually approached this very logically and you proved yourself with a very questioning mind to do the archaeological investigations with your colleagues and so on, to find the archaeological proof that the Bible is true. And a lot of these truths came out just before the end times and were supernaturally given to you, which we've talked in the last few weeks, some of these stories about even your friends in New Zealand there that got special documents that go back to Joseph of Arimathea. And what people need to understand is that we are months and years away from the time of the end. We aren't decades anymore. I'm not going to put a specific date on it, but boy, we're close, aren't we?
Oh, we're close, much closer than most of us ever suspect. It's going to take the world by surprise.
I'll tell you what, I believe that you and I and our colleagues, as we get closer, it's like you and I are on a boat and we're getting close to the dock and there's a fog, but you're soon going to be able to recognize the particular lights of the particular dock and the signal and even the numbers on the dock and the people that are carrying the lanterns, you'll recognize them because you've been to that dock before. And I believe that that's going to happen in the next number of months, not years. I think that we are going to start seeing the unveiling, and we call the sons and daughters of Issachar, the Bereans. And as a result, I think we're going to actually have a word for the small remnant that wants to know the prophecy, because it's interesting that a lot of churches don't want to have prophetic talking because they don't have prophets. They don't tolerate them. How many times, and now you've been doing this for how many years now, 40, 50 years?
Yeah, something like that.
How many churches have voluntarily wanted you to speak just openly to their church about prophecy and biblical truth? How many churches?
Well, a lot of churches have wanted me to speak to them on archaeology, but one, for example, came to me and says, don't mention the Bible.
Right, so in other words, they want you to give some archaeological things that are kind of titillating, but they don't want you to mention the Bible. Because when you attach the Bible to the archaeology, you have to use the Bible like a locksmith to unlock it and teach biblical truth, which may violate some of the things that they've said because they're incorrect. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So they'll give you a parameter.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolic, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
So, Jonathan, I did a little blurb on the third hour yesterday about the Avengers Endgame, and we talked about some of these facts because you're not familiar with the movie The Avengers Endgame, but what I see in the media and on television and in the churches, I see a sea of apostasy. For example, and I mentioned, I'll summarize what happened. The Avengers, basically, and I'm gonna be a bit of a spoiler, so if you're going to the movie, I'm not giving you all the secrets. I'm going to spoil a bit. It's his last movie in the series, so they actually did kill some of the superheroes at the end of it. But the whole thesis was that this guy Thanos, who's basically an archetype of Lucifer, grabs the Infinity Stones because he wants to get rid of beings across the cosmos at millions of worlds, because the worlds are out of balance, and in fact, it's like the Green New Deal. If you don't get rid of 90% of the population like terrible Ted Turner, the planet's going to die and turn into Venus and be melt lead at 480 degrees or something. So Thanos is opposed by the Avengers, who are all these superheroes, from Iron Man to the Hulk, the Green Giant, and of course Hercules, and all kinds of other superheroes, and the guys from these different planets that are all, you know, super beings. And there's no mention of God throughout the entire thing, but there is mention of evil. And ultimately, they fail, and Thanos does acquire the Infinity Stones, and he flicks his fingers, and trillions of beings across, you know, millions of worlds die. Literally get disappeared into an atomic vapor, including a lot of the superheroes, including even Spider-Man and others. And ultimately, what he does is the Iron Man, who's actually a top nuclear scientist, perceives a way of traveling back in time and actually works out a way so you don't just get younger, you know, or really old, through a time machine, you know, where it ages you physically. And they create a time vortex where this team of superheroes travels back in time to reacquire the Infinity Stones before Thanos does, and they do. And they actually go back and actually, eventually, Iron Man acquires the Infinity Stones, flicks his fingers, and Thanos and all the monsters that are destroying the planet Earth in an invasion die. Now, there's no mention of God. And I want to mention this over and over again, which I've done on the show. Genesis 3, which is the Bible, you have to always use the standard of the Bible. It's like a set of God's equations for reality and the higher dimensional reality. Like in the book of Job, it says, my ways are higher than your ways. But his ways are recorded in the Bible, aren't they?
Yeah.
And his equations for his perception of what God's perception of reality and the nature of a relationship with the Creator God. And I like to say this, that there's nicer people than me that are going to be separated from God for eternity. And there's nastier people than me that have repented that are going to make it to heaven. You know, maybe on death row, if they're a murderer or rapist, they're actually going to repent, and they're going to be saved. And so we're going to be a little shocked by who's going to get there, right?
The definition, it's going to be big surprises, Jim.
Big surprise. And the thing, what people have to understand is, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Yeshua, Jesus. And the reason is, Jesus is not just a prophet. He's the incarnation of God. There's not three gods, as a lot of the churches preach, like Trinity. There's one. And God can incarnate in a billion worlds if he wants, or he can be the mountain or the burning bush, whatever. God is God. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And one of the things he taught me that I was permitted to say over the years, going right back to Prophecy Club in 1999, is that our known cosmos is 460 quadrillion galaxies, and there's more galaxies than grains of sand on every beach and every lake in the world. And God is still the God over all of them. And he said those galaxies, the local universe, is an elemental particle in curved time-space. He taught me this when I was 8 and a half and I was in heaven, by the way. Which is why I got really involved with quantum physics, and I ended up getting a scholarship to go to MIT in nuclear physics, because God was teaching me things when I was in heaven. And he said that elemental particle in a hydrogen atom is in a water molecule in a butterfly where God is still God. In other words, the world is infinitely above and below. Every molecule inside your arm, your hands, your limbs, your trees, these things, is literally an infinite universe where God is still God. There's no limit to God. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And God's perspective is so much higher than our ways, we can't perceive. You see, one of the things that this movie tried to say is man, through using advanced technology and time travel, could change not only the future, but also the past. What we have to understand, when you die, you go to a place called heaven, and there is no past or future, but you have experience. And what God can do is he can not only change the future, but he can change the past. Because he changes your perspective and he transforms you to a new type of being. When Jesus returned, he actually ate food, hugged people, had conversations with them, but he was in an elevated or basically an infinite or eternal body that transcended and could still live in the everlasting. In other words, he can intersect with the physical reality even though he had an eternal body, which is what we have when you're fully resurrected. What people don't understand is God's ways and our eventual end is completely different than what we assume. We are going to become literally like the infinite children of the Most High God, and we won't be lesser than God. We will be his children. Are your children lesser than you? Of course not. You're the soul of the Creator, the seed Adam that made us exist, has to be in total agreement with the will of God. That's why I tell people the only way to do good is to do God and add an extra O. And the definition of evil is always to do what is right in your own eyes, which is what Eve was lied to by the serpent, and what they're lied to when they read this movie Avengers. I saw the same thing going on last night when I watched the latest episode of Game of Thrones. No mention of God, mention of some kind of, you know, fire goddess or whatever, and all this evil of the, you know, the Walking Dead and so on coming in to kill all these people off, and eventually use Dragon Slayer stone to actually kill off this head demonic entity. What people don't realize, our world is godless. And the reason why we have a lot of addictions now, both, you know, cyber addictions to video games and drug addictions and alcohol and suicide now, is because people are more and more hopeless, because the churches are not feeding the spiritual manna to the people, are they? So I'd like you to actually feed us some spiritual manna, because you've done a lot of manna gathering with your archaeology. And I want people to understand, all these big blockbuster movies are preaching a false gospel. And this is the time of the end. It says, you know, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, which is coming, judgment, he said, I will send a famine, not a famine of bread and water, but a famine of the word. And the word isn't just the physical word of the Bible and reading, which I know Donald Trump talks about religious freedom, but I don't see him reading scripture on air. Or other religious leaders, that, you know, and also they read it out of context. So, for example, you can't throw Habakkuk over your left shoulder while you're reading Jeremiah. You have to read all the scriptures, and they're all always in agreement, just like parts of a moving equation or machine, right? Yeah. So what I see happening is a godless world that worships superheroes, and we're in the transition to create superhumans. That's why all the movies now are all involved with superhumans that are involved with genetic engineering. I turned down 41 years ago a job when I was going to work on MS tissue research, because DARPA wanted me to work on a project where they created female superhumans by inserting horizontally inserted DNA using CRISPR-Cas technology, which is available now publicly, to create females that would have 12 times the strength of a normal human, the eyes of an eagle, and the sight and reflexes of a jaguar, covered by nanotech body armor with magnetronic non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmets so they could actually create a cyborg super soldier swarm. That's 40 years ago. I turned them down and said, go to hell. I'm not going to do it. Because I was going to work on a science doctorate with the World MS Tissue Brain Bank. Because I have unusual skills. On an intellectual and spiritual level, I cannot fly at the speed of light like Superman. I cannot punch through steel. But intellectually and spiritually, God's given me gifts that make me, in a sense, some ways, a Superman. Now, that offends some people, which is why I told Jerry McLaughlin, people are offended because they don't want to think that their pastor must know more than Dr. Deagle. They don't. They must know more than, say, yourself is called as a prophet and apostle in your knowledge base, Jonathan, because this knowledge is literally the manna to keep people alive spiritually. You want to actually live in a world that, if you face the truth of the world, most people would probably commit suicide or become an alcoholic. Because the churches are not feeding manna to the people, are they?
No, unfortunately, no. Yet the manna is there and it has to be accessed.
Right,
and we do have direct access to it.
Right, so I want you to talk about this manna. What kind of manna can you give people today to tell them? In your books are amazing. You know, if you go to beforeus.com, you get videos and books to explain the archaeological proof. And like you said, the churches want you to talk about archaeology. They didn't want you to mention the Bible or pull out scriptures or even give a different interpretation than the particular church or pasture, because they want to maintain control, just like controlling their sheep, even if they're putting their sheep in danger. And that's not good. That's why the last time I've been asked to speak at a church, even over the last 14-plus years, I've spoken millions. I never get asked to speak at a church, and I can do a video link tomorrow at my expense and my time to actually preach to a church about anything, whether they want to talk about abortion, which I'm trying to get experts on from Texas and Alabama, or get their legislators like, you know, Rand Paul, who's got a bill in Senate. But I don't get churches, and the reason is people are offended. I have relatives that are offended. They don't want to talk to me. Not because I'm a bad guy, but because I have ideas that are scare them. They don't want to have a dialogue about these things. That's disturbing to me, because our society and our world is dying. It's like going to the intensive care unit spiritually and realizing that the patient's not going to make it overnight. And that millions of Americans and Europeans and New Zealanders and Europe and Indians and Chinese aren't going to survive the spiritual ICU. They're not going to make it. That grieves me, that my brothers and sisters in other lands and other skin colors aren't going to make it. It grieves me. So give us some spiritual manna today, Jonathan, please.
All right. What I was going to say was something a little before that, but we'll get right into it.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is to talk about something that happened to me in Papua New Guinea.
Right.
And showing the two sides, how one side is more powerful than the other. It's really
right.
A supernatural story.
Right.
I was invited to go up and speak at a huge convention in Madang, which is on the northern coast of Papua New Guinea.
Right.
And on this, I was giving evidence for the discoveries that teach the Bible true. Now,
right.
Papua New Guinea is a land of contrasts. Do you know that people walked to that convention 400 kilometers to get to the meetings that I was taking? 400
Whoa.
Kilometers.
Wow.
Well, on foot, because there was no public transport.
Wow.
And eventually 2,000 people turned up in this great big open-air arena. And we were there for a week. But some religious people actually wanted to stop it. One of their members...
Yeah, were they Christian or Muslim, or what were they?
They were so-called Christians.
Right. Do you know what I call them, what they have? And you might like this term because I'm sarcastic. I call it real-lies-going-on. Religion.
Okay.
Real lies going on. Please continue.
Yes. Yes. And they had a member, actually, who worked for the water board.
Right.
And they persuaded the member to poison the water that the people at the convention were drinking at for a week.
No.
And as a result of that, many got sick, and 8 of them died.
Whoa.
You know, in the New Testament, we're told of what happened under the great religious church of that day that rejected Jesus Christ, and how they were actually willing to kill people. They were willing to kill the Savior himself in order to get their way on top. And
right.
This is exactly what this modern religion, Christian religion, tried to do.
Well,
and
think of how many so-called Christians
they
are...
8 people. Pardon?
Think of how many Western nations have so-called majority Christian audience, their members, yet they have abortion on demand, including in the state of Israel. In fact, Avi mentioned this yesterday when he was on, that the state of Israel is one of the most pro-abortion nations on the planet. Even though they have a lot of religious rabbis very much against it, it's open. Every hospital, you want an abortion, no problem, the state will pay for it. Right up to the moment of delivery. They're really, and by the way, they're also into human cloning, so they've had a rabbinical council about 12 years ago that said, if you're gay, because the most gay city on earth is not San Francisco, it's Tel Aviv, you can actually create a genetic hybrid of you and your partner by doing a punch biopsy of your forearm now, and create ova and sperm and actually grow an artificial uteri or an animal, the fetus that's your genetic hybrid of you and your partner. And the rabbinic councils totally agree that this is a good idea, religiously. That's how bad Israel has gone. I call it, it's a real hell. Do you like that instead of Israel? It's a real hell.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good term, hey? What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
That's more of my clay and iron word salad sarcastic dictionary.
Yeah. Anyway, and after the break, I have something wonderful to share, which is a continuation of the story.
You got some manna. Thanks a lot.
CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply probably the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. We have Jonathan. So let's continue your story you had before the break, please.
Okay. At this convention, I found out later that they, the people who were behind the murder attempts were walking around the perimeter of the convention ground with walkie-talkies to catch me. If should I wander off the grounds, they were going to seize me, and that would be the end. The main thing was to stop what I was saying. What I was revealing.
Wow. Now, what country was this in?
Papua New Guinea, just north of Australia.
Wow. So, and these are supposedly religious people that call themselves Christians, and these Christians didn't want you to do anything like connecting archaeology with the Bible and scripture interpretation, because the archaeology makes statements about, for example, one of the things you've done on the show in the past, you showed that the mother of Constantine made false statements about where the temple, where the mountain was, where Moses received the Ten Commandments, and also where the Exodus occurred across, not the Sinai, but across the Red Sea, on a special bridge that God provided.
And where the tomb of Jesus was also.
Exactly. And these facts, you see, not only give interpretation, they give people hope, because they give them true spiritual and archaeological manna that shows that God is the God of this world, not just a fantasy in your head, which is all of the religions have fantasies, whether you're a Buddhist or a Muslim or is a transhumanist believing you can download your consciousness to a super state computer somewhere down there, like Ray Kurzweil, who I personally know, by the way.
Okay. Now, okay, I'll continue the story then.
Yeah, please.
It was not until the very last day after the final lecture that I left the convention ground, and then I was in the motor, the car driven by one of the conveners of the convention. He drove me to the Madang airport, and he said, you'll be safe here, wait until the plane goes. Well, now, I did not know what was in store for me. I had my blue bag, the bag actually which contained the unpublished manuscript that was about to be finished off of the Ark of the Covenant book.
Right.
And I also had in there my passport and various other things. Suddenly, I felt for my bag beside me, and it was gone.
Oh, wow.
And I looked, and there was a man running out of the airport door with my bag on his shoulder. Well, I quickly got up, and I chased after him, and there were just a few people in the car parking area. And so I called out, thief, stop him. And he was running, and I was running, but nobody just did a thing. They just stood there and watched. And then he ran into a side road off the airport grounds. I chased him. I was not catching him. We were running about the same speed, and I was about 100 meters behind him.
Wow.
And suddenly, in the middle of the road, he dropped my bag.
Wow.
Now, that was a trap, but I didn't realize it until I went to catch up to them. And he just kept on running then, and he dropped my bag in the middle of the road. And then as I got up toward the bag, I felt a bang, bang, bang on my head. It felt like huge 4x2 timber that was being rammed down on my head from all directions.
Wow.
And I looked around, and there was about a dozen people here who had something in their hands, and I felt myself losing consciousness, and I said, Lord, help me, because I knew that if I had dropped to the ground, I'd be killed.
Right.
Anyway, I lurched forward, I picked up the bag, I turned around, and I felt the thud against my head again, and then suddenly I saw shock in all their eyes, and they all dropped. What they had in their hands was big stones. I was being stoned by these on my head.
Oh, wow.
And suddenly, as I looked at them, they all looked up in shock, and they all dropped their stones and let me walk right through them back to the airport.
Wow.
Now, when I got back to Australia, I had to go to the doctor, and the doctor said, when she heard my story, she said they must have seen an angel. The doctor said that.
Right.
I don't know how religious the doctor was, but I found out later when I got back to Australia also that two people, one in Australia and one in the United States, at the same time that the ambush was going on, these two people were awakened and told to pray for me.
Wow.
They each of them heard a voice, pray for Jonathan, and they both prayed for me. Now, if that's not the intervention of God, I don't know what was.
Right. Well, you know, see, God sees and knows everything. give an example. Satan has tried to touch me and to harm me. And I gave this testimony before, but you've been supernaturally protected, and so have I. When I transitioned from Genesis to Rents 3 months ago, the devil tried to take me out, kill me. And God gave me technology and prayer, including, you know, my nutraceuticals and technology, and mainly prayer, to heal me, so I'm well now. But he's tried to do it before. 5 years ago, I almost died. And when I was 8 and a half, he almost died with a surgeon doing a procedure with a guillotine to my tonsil and cut an artery in my throat. And at birth, and the surgeon was going to crush my skull to save my mother's life. God knew what I would eventually do, which is try to provide a platform for people like you to get the truth out to the people, because we're not far away from the tribulation. When Jared Kushner is going to declare the peace treaty, and I believe this peace treaty that Jared Kushner is going to put forward will be a two-state solution. Now, Avi Lipkin was very skeptical that it'll happen. Right now, we know right on Drudge today that they're even admitting the fact that Russians have put nukes there in Venezuela. Those nukes can travel at Mach 10 to Mach 13 and can evade our missile defense systems, which is THAAD. I'm very familiar because I had above top secret clearance. And I know what we have, which is inadequate to protect us. And what people don't realize, we are literally seconds to midnight. 3 seconds, not 3 minutes now. And only the intervention of the Most High God will hold back the winds of destruction. But it's going to require repentance. Right now, God gave me two books, Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon, and I traveled to 42 cities in Israel to present these books. And I donated all the proceeds to the Prophecy Club, 156,000 copies of Clay and Iron, 142,000 copies, roughly, of Abortion to Armageddon. The fact that America is not choosing to completely get rid of abortion, and many states are actually, their judges are trying to block even the heartbeat bill, which in 6 states, which I think is not good. We want a bill where you're declared human at conception. I see the end of America coming. I see states like if Texas and Alabama pass their bill, and I'm trying to get Terry Collins from Alabama, God will destroy these other parts of America, that like New York State. Bye-bye, New York. You're going to personally kill babies right up to and after a birth. God's not going to let you exist. You will be destroyed. And they don't want to hear that they're Sodom and Gomorrah now, do they? They don't want to hear that God's going to bring judgment on them, does he? Do they?
Oh, no.
But the fact is, I'm going to declare that, you know, how you treat the unborn, I've changed their name from the fetus to the we-b-lee, the weebie-lee. Do you like that? They're the we humans, the weebie-lee. They're beings. They're our fellow human beings in utero. And if we don't protect them and the elderly, by the way, health care, by the way, under the American Health Care Affordable Care Act, or if you become a non-citizen in China, or, by the way, in Venezuela, we talked about this last hour, if you become a non-citizen in Venezuela because you oppose the Maduro government, you don't get health care or drugs. They kill you. Do you know that? They don't provide you any care. You die. Same thing in China. 13 million citizens in China. Our tech companies have assisted the Chinese so that if you got a low enough rating, you can't not only get on a plane or train or have a job, you get no health care. You die in China right today. So we're at the end of the story here. And God is literally, his grace is ending soon for many parts of the world. And his grace is only going to be for his people. And judgment's coming. I can feel it, like the horsemen of the apocalypse. What do you think?
Oh, yes, it's coming.
Yeah. And I don't want it to come, because I grieve over the fact that my fallen and evil brothers and sisters who could repent and be saved haven't heard the truth yet, or they want to attack the messenger. And many of these people are so-called pastors in churches. they get offended. And, you know, I have people that are even relatives that get offended. We don't want to talk to you, Dr. Bill Deagle. Relatives. We don't want to hear from you. I'm thinking, I don't want to raise a topic that will offend you, but, I mean, if you raise an issue, I'm going to give you a Christian answer. People don't want to hear that, do they? Even Christian pastors that say, oh, we are the welcoming committee, but we don't understand the Bible. So give us some more manatee. That was a really good story, by the way. Please continue.
Well, this is the kind of God that we have. It may seem impossible to escape from what's coming. What's coming is not nice.
Right.
It may seem impossible to escape from it, but we have a Creator who loves us dearly. He loves every single man, woman, and child so much.
Right.
And I now tell people, go back over your life. Get yourself a notebook. And go back over your life. Go back as early as you can when you were a child. And think of the times when God himself intervened in your life. And believe me, everyone can think of times if they'll only just let their mind go back and record these. Write them down. Share
right.
them with people. Share his goodness. And you'll find that more goodness will come to you. Now, we haven't got much time to tell any more stories of how he's intervened. I could go through my own life.
Well, another three or four minutes. Please continue.
So what I'd like to simply say is this, that we have a loving God who cares very, very much about us. And from the earliest days, I can go back over my life, and I can say that even when I wasn't thinking of him, he was thinking of me. He was watching over me. And in very simple things, where I put a big value on those little things, he would put the same value on for my sake because of his love for me. Even though, it really, most people would say, well, that wasn't very important. But to me at the time it was, and he worked miracles to help it happen.
Right.
And as we go through life, we'll find many times, my life has been saved at least six times that I know of where I should be dead today. But
right.
on these occasions, a supernatural event took place. And have you ever heard of a tiny Volkswagen ramming head-on with a semi-trailer, a huge semi-trailer?
Usually the Volkswagen is smushed and the people inside die, right?
Yes. My Volkswagen was smashed to pieces and it was a write-off. And all I got was a sprained arm. And
wow.
I walked out of it. And the police came along later on and said, you should be dead.
Right. So, but in other words, God was there. Now, he also is preserving your health. You're 86 and you basically are in excellent health, which is really, really rare. Maybe one in 100,000 people are like you.
Well, we never even get a cold in this house. My wife and I both enjoy the same wonderful health, and I do believe that's because we follow the Eden-based diet that God gave to mankind in the beginning.
Right. And what would you say are the core things of the Eden diet? What are the core issues?
No dead food. All living food.
Right. Living plants, fresh meat, and of course, meat that's actually wild, you know, grown like on grass rather than on grains. Food that doesn't have toxins in it or pesticides. Food that's not GMO, right? I call GMO food the food of famine, genetically modified food, right?
That's right. And Dr. Bill, when we came together, I did not know my wife's eating habits and she didn't know mine, but she was thinking the same way as I was. The Lord put us together for his work. So there you have it. He knows what he's doing.
Amazing. Amazing. I hope everything goes well with your big move. I know it's been delayed for a little while. Get back to me about those other issues, and let's do some videos sometime if you're free. After the show or on a weekend, give me a shout and we'll do some quick videos and get them over.